You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.
Anything about it in this morning's paper, Joe?
No. No, not a thing about it. And it was the night before last, too. I can't understand it.
Are you sure she was dead?
Of course I'm sure. Well, what do you suppose could have happened? She couldn't have walked away. Say, maybe they haven't found her or the car yet, huh?
It's impossible. That's the main highway. Hundreds of cars passed there in the course of a few hours.
Well, maybe they've seen the car, but just thought it was a wreck. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Hey, you better lay off that stuff, Joe. You've been drinking for 2 days now.
Yeah, but I need it. I'm jittery. I got the willies like I never had before. Say, maybe I ought to drive by that place and see if the car's gone,
Okay. Get back as soon as possible.
Yeah, sure. I can't get it off my mind. I don't mind telling you. I'm scared.
Go on. And quit talking so much.
Gloria, I went out there.
Yeah, well, I know. What did you see?
Nothing. The car was gone. I looked all around for the spot. There wasn't a sign of anything. No trinkets, no blood marks, no nothing.
Well, then they must have found her.
But why don't they say something in the papers about it? If they just said something, I could stand it. It's driving me nuts.
Are you going to lay off that stuff?
No, I ain't. I need it.
I don't need it.
Yeah? I don't know what you're made of, but whatever it is, it's sure tough. I never knew a woman could be your stuff. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Ah, you're a jellyfish.
I can understand one guy rubbing out another one for doing something against the gang, but I never thought I'd see a woman do a thing like that. And for no good reason.
There was a reason. And shut up.
I couldn't have done a thing like that. You could have turned me in first. There she was. Laying there, covered with...
Shut up!
It's funny, this stuff don't seem to have any effect on me. It's just like some water.
Get hold of yourself.
Poor kid. I never felt so miserable in all my life.
Did you get the late papers?
Yeah. Here you are. Well, anything in it?
No. Not a word.
Hey, maybe we didn't do it, Gloria. Maybe it was just a nightmare.
No, we did it all right and proper.
If I don't hear something soon, I'll go crazy.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh? What is it? Did they find her?
No. Well, what do you know about that?
Well, what is it?
Look at this picture.
Holy smoke. It's her and Fred.
Mr. and Mrs. Fred Adams attend the races.
When?
Yesterday. It isn't possible.
But it's her. I know it's her, Gloria. How could she? She's dead. Hey.
What's the matter?
Maybe it's her.
Her ghost? Don't be silly.
I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving town.
Look. You're in the other paper.
Huh?
Day before yesterday. Fred Adams and wife attend tennis match.
And another picture.
What could this mean? What did they say something about it?
You see, Gloria, it's getting you down, too. Oh, please, Gloria, let's pull out.
It's uncanny. I can't believe it.
If it's in the papers, you gotta believe it.
Did you double-cross me, Joe?
What do you mean?
Did you have blanks in that gun?
Blanks? I'd certainly hate to get hit with what I had in that gun. She's dead, I tell you.
Well, she better be.
What'll we do?
We'll wait. That's all, just wait.
Okay. But I don't think I can stand it, Gloria. I'm going to pieces.
But they did wait. They waited for 2 more days, and Joe, fortified with his bottle, was able to hang on. Then Gloria began to crack under the strain of waiting.
Joe, I can't stand it any longer. I gotta do it.
Do what?
I'm gonna call Fred's apartment to see if she's there.
I wouldn't.
Hello? Is this the Adams apartment? Is Mrs. Adams there? An old friend from out of town. Yeah, thank you. She's there.
Holy gee.
She answered. Oh. I heard her. You lied to me, Joe.
I didn't lie. I didn't. I had bullets in that gun. I saw her and she was dead.
There's something wrong. Terribly wrong. I'm going to wait a few more days. I'll check again. And when I'm sure... I'm going to take care of you, Joe.
What do you mean?
I'm going to kill you.
That's crazy.
I don't think it would be safe to have you walking around and talking.
Gloria, listen.
Come on, we're going to my apartment and wait. The story's bound to break sooner or later.
I'd rather get out of town.
You're coming with me to my apartment. Get moving.
Then 3 more days of sleepless waiting. The tenseness grows and grows. The suspense is almost stifling. Poor Joe can neither sleep nor eat, and Gloria becomes pale and drawn. Then Joe finally emerges and goes on a little scouting tour about town to see what he can learn. Then on the next night, a knock at Gloria's apartment door.
Who is it?
It's me, Fred.
Fred? Wait a minute.
Hello, Gloria.
What do you want, Fred?
May I come in? I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah, of course. Come in.
It's rather late, but, well, I had to talk to you.
What about? I never expected to see you around here again.
Well, I was lonely. I had to talk to someone.
Lonely? Well, sit down, Fred.
Thanks. You look kind of tired, Gloria. What's wrong?
Well, since you mentioned it, you look a bit weary yourself. What's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing much. I sent you a check clearing up what I owed you. Did you get it?
Yeah. There's something wrong, Fred. What is it?
Oh, a little trouble, that's all.
Sort of trouble.
Domestic?
Domestic trouble? What do you mean? That isn't...
It isn't possible? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, I thought you were quite happy with your wife.
Well, things can develop suddenly. I certainly found that out.
Well, what happened? Or do you want to tell me?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. Guess that's why I came here. You're always so darn understanding. You always knew the answers to things.
But what happened?
Well, I guess I really didn't belong in the upper crust. You had it figured out about right. Everything was all right until Brenda started to shape my career.
Shape your career?
Yes. She had everything all planned out for me. She and her father had it all figured out. I wanted to go into the DA's office and move up on my own initiative. They didn't want it that way. They wanted me to start out as a big shot.
Did she leave you?
Well, yes. We just agreed to disagree.
Oh. Well, where is she now?
Her father's place, I suppose.
When did she leave?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Are you sure it was yesterday?
Of course. Why do you ask that?
Well, no reason, I suppose. I just can't believe it. Seems a shame. Well, I'm very sorry for you, Fred. Believe me. I know how you feel. I was let down with a dull thud once.
Were you?
You should know.
Oh, Gloria, I was such a fool. You were right. I should have listened to you. You could see what was coming, and I was too dumb to realize it. Have you forgiven me?
Yeah, Fred. I'd have to forgive you. I love you so much. I've never been able to forget you for one single moment.
I'm sorry, Gloria. Terribly sorry.
Fred, I've got a strange feeling. I don't know what it is, but I've got a feeling you're not telling me the truth.
What? You mean you don't believe me?
There is something you haven't told me. What is it?
Why, nothing. I've told you everything.
I don't believe you, Fred.
All right. Gloria, I'm in a tough spot. Brenda hasn't gone away. She's dead.
Dead? What on earth do you mean?
Yeah, she was found dead beside a car a number of days ago. The day after we had a nasty argument, but I didn't do it. There have been many threats against the district attorney and member of his family. It may have been any one of a number of persons.
But nothing's been said about it in the paper.
I know it. They purposely kept it quiet, hoping the real killer would show his hand.
That's silly. Why should he?
I don't know. Oh, darling, it's all a mess. I'm completely worn out over it. I know they suspect me. I don't know what to do about it.
Gloria! I seen her.
Who?
She was standing under the lamppost at the corner. She spoke to me. She said, "Hello, Joe. How's Gloria?"
Shut up, you're drunk.
No, it was her. It was Brenda. I ran for the elevator, and as the doors closed, she was coming into the lobby. She was terrible. Oh, pale and awful looking.
You're simple, and you got the snake.
No, it was her. And she's coming up here. It's her. I don't want to see her. I can't look at her. I can't stand it.
Joe, turn on the lights.
I won't.
Turn on those lights.
Never mind the lights.
Who?
I can see you. All three of you.
Brenda. What do you want?
So you're Gloria. Yes. Yes, I met you for the first time not many nights ago. On a deserted highway.
Joe, it is her.
Come out of the corner, Joe. I can see you. Joe, the man who pulled the trigger.
I didn't.
What do you want?
So, Fred, you were in on the plan, too. You wanted me out of the way because of Gloria. You were back of the whole thing.
No, Brenda, no. I had nothing to do with it.
You decided you'd made a mistake, that you wanted Gloria.
I didn't. I swear I didn't.
Tell him, Joe. Tell him how you shot me down. You had the gun. Tell him or I'll...
No. Get away from me. Don't touch me. I'll tell. I didn't do it. She did it. Gloria did it. I didn't have the nerve.
He's lying. I didn't do it.
Go ahead, Joe. Spill it.
I ain't going to take the rap for this. Gloria went off her beam when you married Brenda. She went crazy with jealousy. She knew about that party, and she made me drive her out there. We followed Brenda and then ran her off the road. She tried to make me do it, but I couldn't. I fired wild, and Gloria grabbed the gun from me and let her have it.
He's lying.
How could she make you do it?
She threatened me. She's got something.
Shut up!
I don't care. She can tell what she knows about me, but I can prove that she killed Brenda.
How can you prove it, Joe?
I wore gloves. I still have the gun, and the only fingerprints on it are Gloria's.
You did it!
I figured she might try to double-cross me.
What about it, Gloria?
All right, I did it. I shot her. I couldn't stand it any longer.
Turn on the lights, Joe.
Hey, she ain't dead. It's her. It's her. Brenda ain't dead.
Good Lord.
Oh, yes. Brenda's dead, all right. Quite dead.
What is she?
You'll find out, Gloria. What a strange quirk of fate. It was your money that caused all this. It was you who put me through law school so that I could defend you. But now, I'm sorry to say I'll be forced to be your prosecutor. Sorry, Gloria. Terribly sorry.
Well, Gloria, you've come to the end of your rope. Things didn't work out as you'd planned. You really killed Brenda that night. But Fred got a brilliant idea. He had Nella, Brenda's twin sister, come up from Nassau and pose as his wife. That's how all the pictures appeared in the papers. And it was Nella who just walked in on you and got a confession. And how did Fred know you were the one? Well, there were several suspects. But you, Gloria, made the mistake of phoning for Brenda too many times. And the police traced your calls. Too bad, Gloria. Jealousy is a terrible thing.
CBS has presented The Whistler. Original music for this production is composed and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The Whistler is written and directed by J. Donald Wilson.
Like what you hear? Here's how...